What's up, guys? This is Alexis. You have just tuned in to Let's Chat Sis, very first podcast. Let me introduce, just in case the people in the back didn't hear. My name is Alexis.
My name is Janelle.
And this is our very first podcast. Today, we're just going to go ahead and get you guys to know us a little bit better. You can go ahead and start. Let's just jump right into it.
Okay. First, shout out Anonymous on the beat. Fire.
Yes.
Very fire.
Yes, he did that.
No.
When you were a teenager, life to be like at this very moment, 20s, did you expect life to be like this?
Okay, no. And this is actually, I don't think I even told you this, but I was thinking about this when I turned 20. I thought about it when I was 15. Yeah, around that age. I always imagine like when I'm gonna be 20, and at the time I was not where I thought I was gonna be, so it was kind of a little depressing.
So what were your thoughts? What did you think you were gonna be?
I really thought I was going to have a whole bunch of money. I thought I was gonna be in a really nice apartment. Nowhere. I thought I was gonna have my car. Like, I really thought I was gonna be like grown. Cause I'm 20. Like, I'm supposed to be. But no.
Yeah.
I was feeling at that time in life.
I completely understand, because when I was like 16, 17, and we were getting ready to graduate high school, I honestly thought that I was going to do a whole lot of traveling, and every weekend I'm going to a party, I'm going to the club, I'm going here and there and everywhere. Girl, all I do is work and go home. So, nowhere close to what I thought.
And that be depressing me a little bit. I'm going to stop saying depressed, because that's like a real thing, and I was actually depressed before, but... So, we're going to have, like, some type of cocktail, just because we do like to drink. Well, we have brandy and the lemonade from Wendy's.
Tropical berry, to be exact. And it's so freaking good. For everyone that's 21 and up, you have to try
it.
Do it. Oh, my goodness. Because you know them drinks from Hardee's are sweet.
And you can't taste the liquor, I swear. I don't know. Maybe we're just alcoholics, but you can't taste it.
It's so good. So, anywho, back to what we was originally talking about.
Right.
Back when we were, like, in high school, and we were, like, 15, 16, maybe even 17, I genuinely didn't think, like, further than my nose. All I thought was, once I hit 18, 19, I'll be able to go everywhere my cousins go. I'll be able to go here, there, and everywhere. You can't tell me nothing. I'm grown. Especially when I got my car.
Oh, yeah. That was
my
over.
Mom and my dad.
I'm out every day.
I think my mom and my dad went half on my first car, or my mom ended up buying my first car completely and my dad picked it out. Something like that. They worked very good together for that moment. I got my first car my freshman year. I think I was like 18, 19 years old. Once I got my car, I really thought I was going to be ripping the roads. No. But when it came down to like what I wanted to be, what I expected my apartment to look like, what I expected my job to be, I never thought about none of that. Because I never really aspired to work for anybody.
Right.
So, I was just ready to go with the wind.
So, that's crazy because I have the opposite story.
Well, what was your experience?
I planned everything. Everything was, like, super planned. Yeah. Yeah, as soon as I was, like, in middle school, I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to college for this, and I want a business. Actually, I went to college for interior design. I was exactly did that. I wanted to go to the Art Institute of Atlanta, but I didn't want to be too far from family, but I wanted to be far enough. So I went to Art Institute of Virginia Beach. I knew I wanted to be an interior designer, and I knew that I didn't really want to work for anyone. Mm-hmm. So I was going to work under someone to learn the business, and I was going to eventually have my own interior design business. I don't know how.
That would have been dope, though.
I knew what I wanted. I knew what car I wanted. Still, I don't want that same car, actually.
What
I wanted a yellow Jeep Wrangler at the time.
I still want a Jeep. But like I only want it for the summertime. 2016,
2017 version. Like, no, I want the 2015. And then I met someone with an actual Jeep Wrangler, and I talked to them, and they were like, this is not a reliable car for your first car. So
what?
I didn't do it. But I knew what my apartment wanted to be. I knew, like, everything. I'm really big on planning, so I planned it all out.
I am now, but back then, my mom actually is the only reason why I even went to college, because I didn't even want to put in applications. I wanted to go and get my cosmetology license.
You should have did that shit.
Man, I wanted to get my cosmetology license for hair, nails, and makeup. I couldn't even make my mind up. All I knew was I wanted to be in the beauty business. I'm good at doing hair, so that would have been easy. I really love makeup, so that's probably what I would have done if I had went. I probably would have been more with the makeup. And then from middle school, I've been saying I wanted to own my own nail shop. Now that I'm a little older, my goals have changed.
Same.
But
Had to learn how to pivot, literally.
without my mom, I would not have ever even went to college. So,
That's crazy. Because I didn't have to go. Because my mom
same.
didn't even really go. She did like a she did some community college, and then she went to hair school. So I could have just chilled out. But I just a lot of pressure from the family and everyone. You have to go to college. This is how you make it big. This is how you get out the hood, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Man, scams, lies. They lied
Lies.
to you.
Because I should have graduated already, but I'm still there. The only reason why I'm even still in college is just to finish what I started. I'm going to college for business management, and everything that I'm learning in school seems very tedious. Now, what I expected to learn, what I needed to learn, you're gonna have to just fall flat on your face to figure
Experience.
it out. Like, college, it wasn't worth it to
They don't give
me.
you the experience. That's what I
Yeah.
needed. I thought we were really gonna go out there and do the job
Right,
somehow.
yeah. I thought it was gonna be
But
like
no.
networking opportunities and this and that, and it was so not.
Yeah, when I found out it wasn't that, I was like, I
A
gotta
waste of my
go.
time.
Peace out.
A waste of my time and a waste of my money. $17,000 in
Now I don't even want
debt.
to talk about mine.
We
Up
whew.
here, okay. Our institutes, they cost, if y'all don't know, a whole bunch for nothing. Now, if you graduated, congrats to you, amazing. I hope you are doing what you are doing, but
Yes.
doing what you want to
And for everybody that's in college, congratulations. Don't
do.
quit unless it genuinely
Doesn't
isn't
fit.
for you
Yes,
and
and
it's
figure it
more.
out.
Yeah, if it's bringing you more negative than positive in your life, stop. And that goes with college, your job, anything. If it is
Bruh.
messing with your peace of mind, do not do
Leave.
it. Don't do it.
Something else better will come along, I promise.
Definitely. And at the end of the day, shoot, God got you, okay?
No,
Like,
yeah, you're gonna achieve everything. Just figure out what you really wanna do.
But yeah. So, outside of that, now I am technically a senior. Shout out to Norfolk State University. I live on my own. That's a blessing. So at this point in
Liddy.
life, we gotta specify, and that'll be a whole nother show on the first
How?
thing we did when we moved out.
I
But
don't even know
Lord.
how I did. Well, yeah, that's a whole nother situation. 'Cause I failed the first time. I just failed. The first time I got my apartment, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah, I was struggling. That's what really made me say, okay, I can't see myself going out every weekend, just meeting people and
Real life
doing.
hit.
Yeah, like it's different. First of all, them groceries.
Stop.
Okay,
That's a
if you
whole
got
nother
groceries in
bill.
your house, you don't have no money to buy a bottle at the club.
No.
Period. Like it's just no, it's not happening, not in real life.
And I. Well, how much can we say since we're gonna make this a whole nother topic? Okay, what am I doing now? Now. Okay, yes, I have my own place too. Got the car. Have a job. I work in child support, so it's child support. If y'all know anything or anybody in child support, it's a hot mess. Stresses me out. But it's paying the bills currently. My goal, of course, like I said earlier, I want to own business. I want to be an entrepreneur. That's where I'm heading.
So, what type of business are you looking to own?
Okay. So originally I had, because my plans changed too. So originally I really wanted to own my own interior design business, which maybe I might still do. But right now, I really like real estate. I don't know how I'm gonna get in there. But I need to own some type of.
Everybody should own something, yeah.
Property, some apartments, I don't know. Airbnb, so that's a business. Geez, this podcast is a business. So I really like to talk to people. So that's some type of business I'm wanting to do with that. I still want to do, like I told you, the mentoring young girls.
Definitely.
Oh my God. Because your adolescence time, it's really, really, really... can I say hard? Yes, it's hard. Yeah, F everything. It's
very
hard.
Very challenging.
And I know what I went through, and it took a long time to get out of it, and some people don't have the help. So I just want to help the young girls, because I know... So that's a business, okay? I want to do everything. I honestly, it probably sounds like I really don't have a plan. But I'm taking everything as it goes. I want to have multiple businesses just doing everything. That store, it was going to be a beauty spa store, but we are rebranding currently into a health and beauty, health and wellness store. But the beauty industry, I love that. I've always loved that since I was young. Started doing makeup at like 14, 13.
I fell in love with makeup when I was 10 on Christmas. I used to go to my grandma's house every single Christmas. And I think my aunt Allison bought me this little kit from Walmart. And it was like, you know how the way like little kid makeup is. My dad is so overprotective. So I would put the makeup on before I would go to sleep. Me and my grandma would be watching like Law and Order or something. And I'd be putting on makeup and I'd be like, look, grandma, look at me. And then she'd be like, because it looked horrible. So then I would go and just wash my face and stuff like that. Because that's how my family is. You wash your face, you get ready for bed, da da da.
Yes.
So I would go and wash my face and I would go to bed. Like every night, that whole Christmas. So,
yeah, my grandma had all the makeup. She got in it. She had the nails. Mm-hmm. And that's how I want to be when I get older. Yes. We already talked about we want to be them aunties with the
I'm
nails and the rings.
Auntie.
I need it.
I'm already that auntie. I got nieces and nephews now. And let me tell you something. They be running around with my lashes, like playing with them like it's a toy.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I live on my own. When I was living with my mom, they was all in my stuff.
Yeah, I don't even, I had to move out. I just had to move out. I needed my own space to be myself and to make my own rules and stuff like that. I might have a slight problem with authority. I think that might be deep in there I need to work on, but that's fine. At least we're acknowledging it.
Yeah, no, it was just a lot of people in my house. My mom had,
That's not fun for you?
No.
I always wanted a whole bunch of company. I never had the company, so I'm like opposite.
Oh no. Since I can remember, like when my mom and my dad were together, it was like, hey y'all, come let's play video games, let's play card games, da 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 da. All the kids go in the back and chill. It's just, it was like from the time I can, like from the very beginning, it was always a lot of people. So me moving out, I had so much peace. Like, I barely even had company. Outside of you and my parents, my own siblings haven't even come over my house. Like, it's so peaceful.
And you like it.
Yes. Now, I don't like the fact that I'm so far. Because I like going to you. I don't want you coming to my house. I want to come to you. Oh. But everybody is so far now that I live across the water. So, that's the only negative, but...
I'm trying to move across the water, actually.
Come on.
Possible next move.
Come on.
Because it's more over there. It's just...
All the fun is over there. So, you guys, I live in Portsmouth, but I'm like 5 minutes away from Norfolk and Chesapeake. All I have to do is hop on the interstate. Where my family and, you know, you guys
Hampton
are in...
Hampton and Newport.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing out here. Y'all don't know.
It's a desert. This is a good place to retire.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
When you're an old person, definitely move to Hampton, Newport News.
It's perfect. You ain't nobody gonna bother you. Nothing crazy is happening here. We have our little things, but it ain't.
You gotta get in some trouble. Trouble isn't gonna find you.
You gotta go
on that
look
side
for
of
trouble.
The water.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you could get in trouble if you're looking, if you're about that life. You know,
you really gotta know where to go too, because you can even go to the hood and it's you still not
chilling.
Gonna find no trouble.
Yeah, you can be chilling. So, on my side of the water, it's a little active.
It's more fun, more things to do, more activities, more people that's doing exciting things with their life.
Yeah. Even going to the grocery store, people actually, like, stop and actually talk to you in the grocery store over there.
What?
Yeah, like, I went to Food Lion last night to go get some groceries, and this lady was like, oh, you got a Norfolk State? Because I had on the little Norfolk State shirt. And I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, okay. I know somebody who was in Sister Circle. Like, da-da-da-da. She started asking me if I knew certain people. Like, it's just, it seems
okay, networking.
More... Right, exactly. And on that side of the water, it seems like it's real people. Like,
yeah.
They're, like, regular people. On this side of the water, if you go to the grocery store, they're gonna bump into you. Like, I hate the Walmart out here. They're like really gonna bump into you as if you're
ghetto.
Not even there. Like, I don't know, it's a little weird.
One star.
Yeah, I hate the Walmart.
Yeah, well, it's not the same, and people here don't seem like they want to do anything with themselves.
Yeah, it's just like they're floating around life
just here.
I don't know what that is about. I don't
it's hard to get them to want to, hey, there's more out there, I promise.
Yeah.
Let's do something. Nah, I ain't trying to drive. I ain't trying to do that. I'm good. I got my money. You know, money. Whatever.
Yeah. It's not even that far away, but just a little body of water makes a big difference because the people are so different.
I don't even... Why is that?
I have no clue. It's something in the water.
I guess shout out to Pharrell. They're not even doing that anymore, but
I wish they would bring it back. They canceled it way too early. Like, Corona
isn't
that
bad. Yeah, like, damn, we only
bad.
Had one. Why?
Right.
I didn't even get to go to the first one. I had the opportunity. I remember when it was happening. I was going to, I didn't even have, like, a ticket or nothing, but some, I was going to go with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
We was going to be by the area, kind of listening. But they turned everybody, we got there too late, I guess, and they were turning everybody around. And it was just like, whatever. We just went home and got drunk.
Yeah, I had a plan that I was going to get a room for the second year that they were going to come here, and then Miss Corona.
Yeah.
Messed that up.
I was ready for the second one. I was going to be there.
I was going to book the room like 3-4 months in advance just to make sure I had a room because I didn't want to actually buy a ticket because I have like anxiety when it gets to like huge crowds. So I didn't actually want to go to the concert, but I would have loved hearing and seeing from a distance the action. So,
because Virginia don't really get that much action, if y'all don't know. Nobody really coming up here for nothing.
And then even the people who are famous, who is like, oh, shout out VA, they're not from Virginia. Like... Yeah. Not from, like, Hampton Roads, at least. So, it's like...
Oh, yeah. There's other parts of Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't want to get off a topic, but I was really going to get off a topic a couple of times.
Well, shoot, this is the intro, so the more they know about us, the better.
Oh, shit. Okay. Actually... I could go back to the topic about what we thought life was going to be like after high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is kind of totally off topic. But I just want to know, for the people, if y'all can comment and let me know if y'all thought high school was going to be like...
Like High School Musical?
Like the movies, like everything. Yeah. That's all.
Oh my goodness. And don't even get me started on college because I used to watch like, not House Party. What was the other one when they were in college?
Is it that old 2000 show? No.
No, it was the movie. Because
they went.
It was a Spike Lee movie and they did one about them being in college. And it had, what's her name?
This.
Who played Gina? And she was, like, a part of the sorority.
Oh,
fraternity.
That is House Party.
No, House Party. They were in high school.
There was a second one.
Yeah, but they were going to college. They were still in high school. It was a whole nother movie.
I don't know.
They even had, what's the name that played on House Payne?
Nope.
We gotta Google this, man. What the freak?
Because all I'm thinking about for college is like A Different World. That's mostly
No, that movie, I really thought college was gonna be like that movie, especially with the sororities and fraternities and how they were like, because they were talking about in that movie how they were getting like hazed and getting crossed into
So you had
it.
a lot
And they had like that
more.
weird sex scene thing where she licked the top of his head, like his scalp.
I never seen this
That
movie.
was fucking weird.
I something I need to watch, sounds like.
That was weird. Like they could have cut that part of the movie out. But I really thought college was gonna be like that. And then when I got there, it was like,
Oh wow, so you had more expectations on college than high
Yeah, than high
school.
school. High school, I kind of just jumped
Oh.
into it. And on top of that, I went to two different high schools. So my freshman year, I was living in Norfolk. I went to Granby High. And oh my gosh, when I say I was a wild child, I had just discovered that I was
Wait.
cute.
I didn't discover that till college,
Oh
sadly.
my
I don't even
gosh.
want to get into
Okay,
that.
well, honestly, I really didn't. Looking back at it now, it was just plain ignorance. 'Cause the whole time I lived in Norfolk, I was always looked at as like, oh, that's such and such little sister. Nobody even really knew my name, or they'd be like, oh, that's such and such daughter. So when I went to high school, and dudes was like, oh, you're so pretty, like I'd smash. In my mind, I'm like, what? I'm
The
smashable?
validation, that's
Yes.
like, yeah,
Oh my goodness.
that's the start.
The simple fact that because people said they would have sex with me, I thought I was cute. I was really feeling myself. Like
Yeah.
honestly, I had my first kiss in 9th grade. So first kiss. And it was with a dude that I had a crush with the whole time in freaking middle school. Yeah,
Good.
but he didn't even like me. He said I was too thick. And I wasn't even thick. Like now I'm thick. Back then,
What is too?
girl,
That was a different time then.
girl, I don't
Yeah.
even know. But whatever. But then when I ended up coming to Phoebus in Hampton, shout out Phoebus, whoop
Hey, for
whoop.
real.
I don't know. I kind of like calmed down, and I kind of had to because when I was in Norfolk, I would catch the bus, go to school, catch the bus, come home, pick my sister up. It would be me and my sister until my mom got home. When we went to Hampton, it was more structured. When I went to school, my mom took me to school. When I got out of school, out of practice, my granddad would pick me up. It was like I was always under somebody's supervision. So I really had to calm down because it
Aw.
was a lot less like wiggle room and free time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's crazy because I had the total opposite experience.
really?
I believe I had free time my whole life, I think, honestly. Middle school, after school, I would go walk with my friends to like McDonald's and we would get stuff and then we would go to somebody's house and then go home, and that's middle school. High school, high school. What did I was skipping. I
Really?
was meeting boy. I was doing
I was skipping in 9th grade, but
everything.
no.
Yeah, I just had a lot of freedom until
No.
I got on punishment for like doing too much with my freedom. But
Yeah.
in between them times, I was out. I
You
never
gotta give
felt
an
that.
example of like what you was
Oh
doing.
God. Well, okay, I have a good example. My mom knows about this. I got in trouble for it already. Whatever, whatever. Okay. I snuck out for the first time with this crusty little boy. This was 10th grade. I had just got to Phoebus. I came in the middle of 10th grade. Y'all were taking the midterms or something, I think. That's what
Oh,
they're
you came in
called.
the middle of the year.
Yeah, y'all were
Oh,
taking literally
wow.
taking those, so I wasn't really at school, but anyways. I met him in class. I don't know why I thought that I was gonna be able to sneak out, because I had just been free, I guess. Had a single mom, whatever. I was like, okay. Then I snuck out. The first time worked. It didn't work. I came back. It was early in the morning. And I did the corniest thing. When I left, I put, like they did on TV, I put the pillows under my covers to make it look like it was a person. And yeah, I stayed there too late, 'cause that story goes to a whole nother story. I was quite embarrassed on how she found out. I'll just tell how she found out. Basically, I went out and I had sex. What else are you gonna do? It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We was out, and nothing opened but legs after 12. We know this.
Oh man.
So apparently, He filmed me. It's okay. From the back, didn't know. My mom takes my phone from, because she called me that morning. I was walking back. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I had to go to school, too. And I got in trouble.
Yeah, you was living wild.
I was, hey. So, she caught me. She found it on Snapchat. And I think that was the second time. Because the first time, because I know I did it twice. And I got away with it one time. And the other time. This is the second time. I got in trouble. And she found out. And she found the sex video, and I was like, oh my gosh, first time I'm seeing it, first time she's seeing it. I'm like, now we gotta have the sex talk. I'm on birth control, all that jazz. But got my phone taken, and I just went to school that day like it was normal. Actually, no, because we had to go to the police, the whatever they security people they had, because they had to call everyone that looked at the snap. It was only like 10 people and get that cut off. But that was one of my wild stories. I've been arrested, fun stuff like that. I was wildin'. And I wanna, yeah. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, I mean, at least you lived a little bit. And it sounds crazy for me to say it like that. But my mom was like, yo, you better stay in the house.
What?
Like, for real. Like, I lived in Norfolk for a decade.
Based off your mom, I thought you would have been living.
No, I'm 23. I lived in Norfolk for 10 years. I don't know how to even get around Norfolk. My neighborhood that I lived in is the only part of Norfolk that I know like the back of my hand. Everywhere else, I still need to put a GPS in because when I got out of school, like, I had to go straight home. I had to text her I was home. Like, the way that she described life, like, oh, you could get kidnapped. Oh, this and that could happen to you. Da 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 da. Like, yo, she had me scared. Like, I never, ever, ever really had a life like that. So, no. And then, I was borderline nervous. Everybody actually was trying to, like, make jokes about it when I was graduating. Like, oh, she's not ready to go to college. She still, like, needs to grow up a little bit more. Like, my granddad, he was so nervous because I was helping him clean the yard one time. Like, I was a senior in high school. I was helping him clean the yard, and I kept asking him what this white stuff was on the grass. And it was, like, the inside of a cigarette butt or something.
Oh, the ash?
No, not the ash. It looks like, it looks weird. And I was like, why do you have so much of it in your yard? Like, I understand that you smoke cigarettes, but what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah, where's the ash
tray? What is this? Right, exactly. So he took that one moment and was like, you're not ready for college. Maybe you need to go to, like, Thomas Nelson first or something. Like, he really, like, looked at me like a baby. I honestly my family looked at me like a child until I moved out on my own.
Really?
Yeah, even when I was in college, it was like, oh, that's little Lexi. Like,
I think I have the same thing, actually. I'm forcing my family to see me as an adult. This Thanksgiving, I was with them smoking and drinking right in front of them. Yeah, I'm grown.
Oh, no.
Y'all gonna know.
I will drink around my mom. I have not drank around my dad yet. I kind of don't want to because every time I'm drunk, I be like, oh my gosh, I need a hug. I told my mom last time I was drunk, I was like, Mom, can I just hug you?
But that's good.
I don't know why I'm so, like, I don't know, like, I tap into my emotions.
Your loveliness.
Yes, I just want to love on everybody, and my dad is going to be like, what the fuck? Like, if you don't get off of me, like, you were grown, I don't want to cuddle with my daughter, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I haven't been drunk around my dad. Now, my mom.
Anything goes.
Okay. I'll be happy. Like, especially if we hang out and I get too drunk, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to stop at my mom's house until I sober up. I'll be like, it would be like 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, not 3 o'clock because we haven't stayed out that late. It would be like, what, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be like, I'll go to my mom's. Oh, man. I'll go to my mom's house. I'll be so loud. She probably was in the bed or something. I'll be like, Mom! Because I got a key. Just walk right in. Like, talk to me.
See, I'm still trying to get my key on my mom's new house. She She's not giving it to me on purpose. I know.
Why?
I don't know. I had a key to the last one, but I was living there also, so I just kept it from where I was there.
Man,
in high school.
I wish my mama would. And she got it all decorated and everything. It says princess and all of that on my key. I wish my mama would move and not give me no key. She could move out of the state.
You hear
and
this,
I
mom?
Still want a key.
Yeah, I know you're gonna be listening, so I want my key.
Yeah. Can't believe you ain't got no key.
I know.
Just keep going to her house. Go to her house like five
times.
I'd
be there. I literally, Thanksgiving week, I was there almost every day.
Just keep knocking on the door. And then find a reason to go to your car, lock yourself out on purpose, and keep knocking on the door. She's going to get tired of getting up and opening the door. She's going to make a key.
It's at the mall. It's not expensive. Actually, you can get that at Walmart, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Need that.
Get a key.
Do we have anything else to talk
Shoot,
about?
I had a key to even my brother's house.
What?
He was trying to get me to dog sit for him one time. Man, poor dogs. I didn't go. Poor dogs.
Wait a second. Did they die?
No. But they probably peed and pooped all in that house because I didn't have a car. So it was responsible enough to make him feel comfortable. Like, hey, can you go check out my dogs? I was like, yeah, I got you. But then I'd be like, mom, can you please take me to go get the dogs? And she's like, girl, I ain't got no gas.
Oh, you couldn't, like, Uber?
Girl, man, when I was in high school, I couldn't have a job.
Oh, yeah.
I was selling candy.
Well, the bus. I did take the bus for a bit of time in my life. Which,
you know what? I don't even know how to catch the bus.
Oh. Oh, no. Don't worry about it. The bus sucks. No, it really sucks.
I don't even know how to catch the bus. I would be trying to go one place and end up somewhere completely different. I've never caught the bus completely by myself. Not like the public bus. Like high school, going to school bus. Yeah.
But oh, no, the public bus.
The public bus? I've never.
On a trip. I don't know.
Yeah, mom said the same thing. And then she was like, come on, I'm going to show you how to do this. Mm-hmm. We went to Peninsula Town Center, me, her, and my sister. And when I say, I got so nervous trying to tell her how to come home. Oh, I was stressed out. And we didn't do that no more. I was really pissing her off.
Oh.
Oh, man. She's like, license. The map is right here. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how to read her maps. I don't know if that's like our generation type of thing. When I was on the bus, I actually kept my GPS on my phone going so I knew where I was going.
That's smart. No,
I didn't know what I was doing either, but I knew how much it cost. I knew when the bus was coming. So I'm like, all right, just get on there. Had some headphones. I didn't have pepper spray or a knife or nothing, so that was quite dangerous. So I was getting off like late.
Can I tell you a story?
Oh my God.
When I was like 20, I went to go visit my grandpa, and my mom bought me some mace, and it was pink. Because my favorite color is pink and green. And it's so pretty. It was girly. My granddad was like, oh, what's this? Because it was attached to my keychain.
Oh, tell me you didn't spray it.
He sprayed my grandma in her back.
Oh, that's not bad.
In her back. Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't in her face, though.
We were so close together. Everybody was choking. Oh, right. I was laughing, so I ended up coughing and choking because we were inhaling it. And she was so angry with him because the whole time he was like, is this a quarter holder? And at the time, I was like, what the hell is a quarter holder? Like, I don't know what that is.
We know what it is, like, now, though, right?
Well, now, yeah. But he kept saying it. He was playing with it. And it seemed like he
thought it was going to open to put the quarters in. No!
Like, what in the world? He ended up spraying my grandma. And, oh, my gosh. I've never seen my grandma that mad. But
did it smell like hot sauce? Because the last pepper spray I had, it smelled like hot sauce to me.
I don't know. I couldn't stop. Like, my nose was burning so bad.
Oh,
I had
no
clue.
You were too close to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no clue what it smelled like. My grandma was like, William, that's hot. That's hot. Did you spray me? And then she started getting naked in front of us. Like, she took her shirt off.
Oh, it burns on your skin?
Oh, my God. Apparently, she went to go wash it off. He felt like, he felt horrible.
No.
And everybody was laughing at him. Oh, my gosh. Everybody was laughing at him. It was me, my mom, my little sister, him, and my grandma. When I say he looked pitiful, Like, I've never seen a grown man face that messed up before. It was hilarious.
Oh, and he knew he was in trouble. He had to make a foot rub, something.
After that, we just left. We was like, all right, the night's over. He messed up. He pepper sprayed his wife on accident. Terrible.
That's a hilarious story. I don't know. Record your grandparents.
Yes. You need a camera at all times. We could have went viral.
I gotta get to my... Yes, that's what I'm like. That's hilarious. Grandparents are hilarious. I just... Because they have, like... I don't know. I guess when you get older and you experience life, you have the less filter you have. It's mm-hmm. like, fuck y'all. I don't have to...
Yeah.
I made it through all of this. Shoot, I can do what I want. I can say what I want. I don't mm-hmm. care. Getting there, not there yet, quite. I'm actually quite nervous about this podcast. Because y'all just gonna be getting to know me. Nah, I don't like it. I like to give people what I wanna give them. But I wanna be transparent. Transparency. Okay, shout out to Justin EC on YouTube. They going through that right now. Okay, but yeah, I really want to be transparent. Everybody know me, but at the same time, I don't.
You can't say that.
I like to be secretive. I'm a Pisces, so you know, woo-hoo. Mystery.
They say that about Scorpios too. I'm a Scorpio, but I really don't feel like that. I'm the more comfortable I am, the more of an open book.
No.
No?
I've never been open book. Even people that I know. I'm just now becoming like open book with my mom.
Oh.
And that's my mom. So it's like everybody else. It's not that I'm not being honest with everyone, but it's just you're not getting the whole whole. You're maybe, depending on who you are, you're getting like 40 to 85%, which is okay.
Oh man,
I think you should give people little sprinkles of you.
Yeah, if you don't know them, shoot. When it comes to like you, my mom, my mom knows everything about me, even down to like the amount of sexual partners I have.
My mom still don't know. She gonna find out on this podcast a lot that she probably don't know yet, and that's okay. A lot of people gonna find out a lot they don't know. They thought they knew, because also I have the thing where I make people feel like they know me very well and they don't, but that's for like acquaintances and stuff like that.
Oh man.
Yep. Well, so y'all gonna hear a lot, and I just hope this don't come back and bite me in the ass when I'm like 35. 30, actually.
Nah. 22. I feel like it ain't gonna do nothing but make us grow. Because we'll get feedback from potential fans. And
that's true.
We'll mature along the way and things like that. So we'll be okay.
Hopefully we can help people along the way.
Definitely.
Be very relatable, because
that's the whole
life
purpose.
Happens.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Just own your shit, man. It is what it is.
Live and learn.
I'm going to use this as a low-key therapy session. A little therapy session. Yeah. And just be talking. Just.
So, the last question of the day.
Oh, yeah.
What do you expect your life to look like within the next 3 years?
What's 3 years? I'll be about 25. Okay. Man, I have so many expectations. Wow, I'm burping a lot. Okay. 3 years, I need to not be working, number one. No corporate, no 9-to-5. All that shit out the window. Number two, I'm not even going to go into, like, engagement, children, all of that. I don't think that I'm going to have
that at
25.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
Not at 25. That was my goal, actually, originally. I was young. I was thinking about it, like, at 13. I was like, yeah, at this age, I'm going to do this. And then, fuck that. Damn. I know I'm going to have at least two businesses, if not more. just thriving, because 25, I don't know why that's such a big chapter for me in my head. It's like at 25, but it might not happen, because I thought this when I was, again, 15, I thought that's about 20. So it might not be as grand as I think, but I know that I'm going to be an entrepreneur for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to have at least two businesses that are thriving for a fact. Anything else? Ooh, another thing I can guarantee at 25, I will have my luxury apartment. I know that. I don't want a house yet. But those are things I can guarantee that I know. It's not the way I'm thinking and growing and the things I'm doing now. There's no way that that's not going to happen at 25. Now, everything else
is up in the
air.
We'll
see. I'm learning to pivot as we go along, because I make all these plans and then the way to get to the plan is not what I thought, so I gotta be like, okay, switch it up a little bit. So it's cool.
No, I get that. As far as my goals for the next 3 years, I really feel like looking at it at a realistic way and how I actually like save my money and accomplish my own goals. I'm the type of person, I really like jump first, fear later. So
that's,
I honestly,
really a good motto to have.
Yeah, because if I even think about it or hesitate the slightest bit, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm just going to keep talking about it. So, I know for a fact I'm going to be, you know, still on my own. I don't see myself messing up financially and having to move back with a parent or something. I do feel like, because even now, at this very moment, at 23, I'm fixing my credit and getting everything out of collections. And I'm looking to get into, like, okay, how do I buy? Because right now, I want to get... what is it when it's four apartments back to
duplex?
A duplex is two, but I want to have multiple. I want to own one of those.
You told me the word.
I keep forgetting, but I want to own one of those. So I've already started working even at this moment to get everything out of collections and build my credit and stuff like that.
So when you go apply, it's like...
It's easy. So I want to own one of those. I do see that happening within 3 years. I want to start saving up money so that I can take that financial leap to start my business. Because there is no way in God's green earth that I could work a 9-to-5
and do your business.
My own business.
Like, fully, like...
Right.
To where you really
make
that money.
And especially what I want to do, I would have to do a lot of, like, prepping and letting the teas and stuff marinate and stuff like that. So it's like, I want good quality to sell to people.
Exactly.
So I would have to put my all into it. So I want to be financially stable within the next 3 years. So at 25, I'm just going.
Yeah,
I'm just
no
running to it. Mm-hmm. So that's genuinely just all I have on the tables right now. I want my credit to be immaculate, and I want to be able to
be
financially free.
Plus.
And that's the only goal. I want to be able to say I own my home and be financially free.
Who are you trying to own by 25?
Yes.
Oh, I gave myself till 30. I said I can't.
No, well, I don't want to own... I don't want to live in that... I'm going to just call it a fourplex. I'm pretty sure that's not the name of it. But...
That makes more sense, though.
I want to own that at 25.
Okay.
Now, my dream home, when I get married and if I decide to have kids, because at this point in life, I don't want any.
Yeah.
But if I change my mind, if I get married and my husband wants one and this and that, like, that's not my forever place. But that is, I wake up and I earn money.
Help.
So, yeah.
You're basically living for free because people are paying.
They're paying the rent and it's covering the mortgage. So, yeah. I probably won't be that person because my goal is to, I'm going to have a mortgage for a little while, but my goal is to like knock that out as quick as possible.
Yeah. I just want to own. I really want to just pull up with all the money and just buy the house, but
yeah, I don't feel like that's, not unless I sit here and actually look into all the grants and all that they have for first time home buyers. I don't see that being realistic.
Yeah.
Now, if I take the time to look into it, then maybe. But
yeah, I know.
The way life is going now, like, I'm still in college. I'm working full time. College has been some pull, man. Like working full time and being a full time student. I'm ready for you to be dying, though. You and me both, because it is stressing me out. But outside of that, I just want to be financially free. In 3 years, there is no excuse. The way that my life is set up, the money that I make versus the bills that I have,
and the plans you already
have in motion, it's like,
there's why no would way. I not be there?
Exactly.
We out the house by 25 already. So
exactly. So, I don't know. That's something. That's my personal goal. You guys who are listening, drop down your all personal goals in 3 years.
Please.
No matter if you're in high school, no matter if you are 30, no matter if have you have children. What are your goals? Really think about that. And tune in to the next one. We're going to do this every single week. Tune in. After a while, you're going to get to know our names. People are going to get to know us. You're going to feel like a part of the family. And we will see you guys next time.
Cue theme song.